This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And with the privilege of filling in for my buddy Tom Ackerman today, Kevin Wheeler with you here, again, broadcasting to you live from the Stifel Sports Studio. We've got Cardinals baseball coming your way in a little bit. 12:05 for the first pitch between the Cardinals and the Yankees. We'll have John Mozeliak just after 11:30. Right now, though, we're going to turn our attention to City SC. They're in L.A. to take on the Galaxy tonight. You can catch that on Y98 tonight. And to talk a bit about that match and also just kind of how things are going here in the beginning part of year three, we've got Lutz Pfannenstiel, sporting director for City SC. First of all, Lutz, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you doing this. Also, my first time getting a chance to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a long time, but not doing sports full time anymore. I haven't had a chance to talk to you, so thanks for doing this, man. It's nice to catch up.
Yeah, great to talk to you. We just actually on a walk, you know, with the team on Manhattan Beach, just to get prepared after breakfast for the game. So, yeah, we are looking forward to the game today.
Well, that sounds like a nice thing. We have a pretty nice day here, but I bet it's a little nicer out there.
Probably a bit warmer here, but yeah, I don't think there's that much to say.
So we're really early into this third season for you guys. Any early impressions? I mean, there are obviously some really good things going on because nobody's able to generate much offense against you guys. And I know the obvious goal will be to score more goals and to be creating more offense. How do you assess the first couple, and how do you weigh the first couple of games early in the season compared to where you want the team to be down the road?
Yeah, I think, you know, we can look pretty general at the moment. It's very early days. Having a new coaching staff with Olaf Melberg, it takes a bit of time, which is very normal, and you know, we're very happy to give him that time. But I believe that you saw already lots of positives, to be honest. The game last week, you know, having a nil-nil away to San Diego is one of these moments when you believe, well, it's an expansion team, maybe it's not a great result, but they won again yesterday away to Salt Lake. They won before against LA Galaxy. So that kind of puts it into a little bit in a better perspective that it was a good game for us with a good result, at least. And yeah, I mean, the obvious is obviously we need to score some goals. There's no doubt about it. We created enough chances against Colorado in the opening game. We just didn't score. And against San Diego, it was a different kind of game where defense was, I think, very strong, but we didn't create enough going forward. And I think that's today a big opportunity against LA Galaxy, which has their own trouble, I would call it, to come here and be confident and walk here with a good result.
It's fascinating, you know, the defending champs, from what I've been paying attention to, from what I've been reading here the last few days, beat up a little bit. Some injuries, they're not really off to the greatest of starts. And we all know, I've covered sports for 30 years, Lutz, you've been around it your entire life. Everything seems like it makes sense until it doesn't. So, you know, only the game, only the match is going to tell us what we need to know about tonight. But it is an opportunity for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I would always put it this way. I mean, they struggle at the moment, but they have a lot of quality.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really tell us a lot what happened in the last 2-3 weeks. That's in the past. You know, you can't change the past. They can't change the past. But we just have to come here and play our game. We know what their weakness is. We know what their strength is at the moment. As you mentioned, there's a big number of players are out. So we get them for us in the perfect moment. Do they still have enough quality to beat any team in the league? Of course they do. So it's up to us to play our own game. We shouldn't really be too concerned what's good and what's bad on the LA side and just focus on our strengths. And I believe that's the best way of going into an away game anyway. Especially, you know, let's be honest, they are the current champions. They are the MLS Cup champions from 2024, and that's always a tough game to beat them away from home.
But it's also a good way to test yourself. You know, I think that that's the other interesting part, especially early in the season, where you can find out more about yourself going up against somebody that's used to winning. And look, you guys have had plenty of success in your own right. You know what it's like to be on the side of the team that's winning more often than not. But I think these early season, we've been struggling with this, talking about, you know, we're not even in the regular season yet, Lutz, for the baseball season. We're just in spring training and people are worried about performances and things. But early in any long season is as much about learning as it is about results, although results matter first.
Of course, it's always about in professional sport, you are results driven. You know, there is nothing really you can buy yourself for if you have a great performance and walk away with nothing, and people don't really care. Sometimes you have a bad performance and you're getting a win in the last minute and nobody was really happy in that moment, but on the long term, on Monday, nobody talks about it anymore.
That's just
really what's under the dotted line, what you see on the table, and I think that's the takeaway we have to have. You not always have to play the most beautiful football to be successful, because we got bitten last year. We played some great games in the start where you thought it was a perfect team performance and we still lost it. So I'd rather take an ugly one once in a while and walk away with a win.
You mentioned, obviously, it's been a bit of a transition over the last calendar year. You started that transition in season last year and it's continuing here early. But you also have the stabilizer in Roman Berkey, who is fun to watch. He's obviously phenomenal. I mean, you, given your background, you know the importance of having a keeper that just keeps everybody.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stable.
Yeah, by a mile, the best goalkeeper in the league. You know, I mean, he's our captain. He's the face of the franchise. He's just a player who always performs, who's a role model every day in training, where the youngsters really can look up to him and see just simply the way he appears every day, the way also he looks after his body, the way he looks after himself. It's just the way, I would say, how it should be. And yeah, having the first two games, two clean sheets, I think is great. He didn't have that much to do like in the last years early on, so we hope we keep it this weekend as well like that. But yeah, Roman is definitely, I would say, that the golden egg we pulled out when we started this team.
it's always nice to have that, right? It's always nice to have that I would say the cornerstone, right? The rock that you can build around.
Yeah, it's just a difference maker, you know, and you know exactly what you get. It's just not just that he's stable. He's a born winner.
Right.
He can make the difference, and he actually can. A goalkeeper like him, he probably gets you 10-12 points a season, which is exactly that what makes the difference of being a playoff team than missing the playoffs.
No, that's a really great point. And I know, you know, there are some sports, some professional sports that are more about individual matchups, others that are about, you know, unity and teams functioning as a unit. Certainly soccer functions that way. Hockey functions that way. Football functions that way. American football. And I find that to be such a fun part about this particular sport is the way that everything has to play off of one another, regardless of what's happening in the moment. It's not much. There are moments of individualism, but it's not much about an individual doing individual things as opposed to the group knowing what they're supposed to be doing all at once.
Yeah, I think this is one of our strengths, especially in year one, that we didn't have the super big names, like you said, the individual superstars who believe they're the best thing since sliced bread. That doesn't really work that well, especially in a team sport. And soccer is a pure team sport. We all know that. I think soccer is a game where you not just need 11 players on the field, but you need another 5, 6, 7, 8 who are on the bench, who know exactly what their place is to come on, to really melt in immediately. And yeah, I don't believe in that typical idea of having 2-3 outstanding players on massive contracts, mm-hmm. and the rest are simply there just to fill in the places. I think you need to have a solid squad, you need to have a deep squad, and that keeps you going over years and not just on a very, very short term.
You know, that's fascinating. That's an interesting philosophy because, again, we have that debate a lot in our sports world. The debate about star-loaded teams that are kind of top-heavy versus the balance. So where did that get drilled into you? At what point was it in your playing career or your post-playing career where you started to kind of understand or believe that that was the way to go?
You know, I just go to Florida and talk about Miami here. Obviously, if you have a player like Lionel Messi, which is mm-hmm. probably the best player of all times, of course, that has a massive impact on everything. But I think we also need to look into our market and the way St. Louis is built, the way St. Louis likes their sports teams to be, where I think hard work and being modest, being down to earth and really get out there and grind it out is much more liked and much more welcome than just being a little bit of a show pony and look good. I don't think this is what the crowds in St. Louis really want. So I believe going out there and build a strong core where you have young players added on, local players added on, it's something where I think the people in St. Louis can reflect much more to and enjoy much more than just having these one or two really big names who have no kind of connection to the city and no connection to the people, who basically do their bit of business on a Saturday and go back home. I think there is much more to football than looking at it from this perspective. St. Louis is such a strong soccer city, such a big culture when it comes to the history of it, that I think we can build a much, much bigger thing than just based everything on one or two big names, which are obviously not lasting forever. And it's about the legacy. It's about what the Taylor family also believe in, what the values are for our ownership. And I think that is what my job is very clearly to fulfill that more on the sporting side, but to get exactly built that legacy, which not just lasts when I'm here or when the current players are here, but for another 10, 20, 30, hopefully hundreds of years.
Well, you guys have already made such a massive impact on the community, and it's a community that already loved the sport. It's even more on display since you guys got working here a couple of years ago, and we really do appreciate the work you're doing. Good luck tonight out in L.A., and enjoy the time out there. Come away with a couple of points, and we'll look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you very much.
You've got it. That's Lutz Fahnensteel, the sporting director for City SC. And again, 6 o'clock tonight against the L.A. Galaxy. That'll be on Y98, our sister station. That's fascinating. I love talking about the philosophy of building teams, right? And it's interesting. I'm listening to him talk about, a balanced team where everybody contributes. That sounds like the Blues Stanley Cup team, right? Not that Alex Pietrangelo wasn't a star or that there weren't stars. Roman Berkey's a star, but I'm always interested in roster construction where you have teams. Now you've got unicorns like the Dodgers that can do both, right? They've got all these superstars and they've got a balanced team with a lot of contributors. But a lot of teams make the choice between those two philosophies. And actually, a lot of the Cardinals teams in recent years have been a lot like that. Although, You know, not always. I mean, you had Albert and guys like that, too. But Albert was a guy that played like those grinders, as opposed to the guys that Lutz was describing there. All right, speaking of the Cardinals, man, we've got baseball at 12:05. Cardinals and the Yankees down in Jupiter. We're going to talk to John Mozeliak next here on Sports on a Sunday Morning.